is Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the program. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it certainly still is Christmas Eve. And we're here live doing the program for you. You can call in and take control and bring up whatever you want, as you always can, at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And hoping that you're having a lovely holiday season, getting together with friends and or family and celebrating in whatever ways you deem appropriate. I know that the Keeniacs here in Keene, New Hampshire, the activists, were doing Festivus last night, and Festivus apparently is continuing. It's a two-day affair up here now this year. Last year it was one day.
Hard to complain. Any chance for a party, any excuse for a party is fine with me.
Absolutely. It's a great community. In fact, it's something that a lot of our listeners to tonight's show may not be aware of, because we're on the air in Indianapolis. Not right now, not as we're doing the show, but there's kind of this special thing going on up there, so I want to welcome our listeners to Fox News Talk 1430 WXNT up in Indy, which is a station we've been on for a long time. It's actually, WXNT is actually our second longest-running radio affiliate. So we've had them on board since 2005. And coming up in January, I believe starting on the 24th, Free Talk Live will be live on weeknights from 8 to 10 o'clock at night. That's in excellent. Indy, which is awesome news. It's great that it's WXNT, which was one of the first stations to really kind of come on board with the show in the early days. It was our first larger market station. And we've been on there for so long, just kind of a mainstay on Saturday nights there as a live show on their Saturday nights. And turns out Free Talk Live has been recently the number one show across the entire station. So, like, if you look at the whole week and you look at all the shows that are on that station, big names like Dennis Miller, the comedian,
yeah,
even their local morning show, Abdul, we've apparently done better than all of the shows on the entire station on Saturday. Like, we on Saturday night.
I was going to say on Saturday
better.
Night, which is not probably, I don't know if that, what kind of time period that's considered. I would imagine it's.
No, it's not the best time for radio listening. So it's just incredible. And so thank you to everybody in Indianapolis that has been listening to the show, whether you've just found us this morning, because we're going to be doing their mornings for the next week. So it's kind of weird, right? I mean, we're on at night. We're a night show. But if you're in Indianapolis, you're hearing this on Monday morning. So welcome aboard. If you've never heard the Saturday show, you're in for something that's, well, a little unusual. It's not your typical talk radio program. My name's Ian, by the way.
And Delbert.
And if you want to get interactive with the program and you're in Indy, you can just call tonight. So if when it's Monday night after 7 o'clock Eastern time, you can just call in the number we're going to give out several times throughout the next 3 hours. And so then you can hear yourself the next morning, because all next week our nighttime shows will be playing the following morning in Indy to fill in as Abdul takes his vacation. So welcome aboard, 800-259-9231. One of the things you're going to learn quickly about Free Talk Live is that the hosts of the show, I think almost all of the hosts of the show, are Free State Project participants. And what that means is we've made the move from across the country, and in some cases from around the world, to New Hampshire in order to become more active to achieve liberty, or at least as close as we can darn well get in our lifetime. Because we're pretty fed up with, you know, government intrusion in people's lives. And
yeah, it's about consolidating effort in one place. Yeah, you know, it's the liberty viewpoint can be kind of sparse, or people with the liberty viewpoint can be kind of sparse. So
yeah,
get everyone in one place, so consolidate our efforts and hopefully be more effective and make a nice little haven for liberty.
Exactly.
That other people can maybe take an example from.
It's wonderfully utopian, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. We've been here now for a while, you and I, Dale. I've been here about 4 years. You've been here about three, I think.
That's about right.
And so you'll hear some of the other hosts on the show here as we go on, and I apologize to everybody. I'm just kind of introducing the program to anybody that's tuning in. Of course, if they tune in at 7 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to hear any of this, so we're just going to go forth. But welcome aboard, 800-259-9231. We're going to start tonight by actually talking about one of these issues that really affects the liberty community, because this is a show that focuses on the ideas of freedom. And we've got Irina Goddard with us. She is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP lines. Good evening. Irina, are you there? Actually, I think I muted the phone pop. There you are. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling in today because we have made the Free State Project has made an announcement today, and it's getting out into the world. And I wanted to call just to talk about it a little bit, clear some things up. The big news is that the Liberty Forum, which is a winter event that the Free State Project has put on now for, I believe, 4 years, that was scheduled for February of 2011, is being canceled. So I am actually quite sad.
That we
came to this decision, but it's unfortunate, but it's going to be canceled.
Well, at one time, were you not the organizer of the Liberty Forum, like the very first one, or second?
That's right,
second?
I was. Well, it's close to my heart, and I really loved the last, like I said, four events. It brought a lot of people from all over the country to New Hampshire. It gave us an opportunity to, you know, all liberty-friendly people to kind of get together, see what's going on, and frankly see the momentum that has been going on in New Hampshire and collaborate and who's involved with what organizations and how far we're getting. And it was very, very successful the last 4 years. So, so that's really why I called in today.
It's especially sad news that happened right before Christmas.
The cancellation a little bit. The cancellation in February.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Last night I'd mentioned that the event was in jeopardy, and apparently I was surprised that the decision was made this quickly. Two days ago, they were starting to talk about how the event was in jeopardy of not happening because there hadn't been enough tickets sold yet. But my point was that it hadn't really been promoted yet in any significant fashion, or at least I didn't feel like it had. Nobody had really asked us to jump on board and start talking about it. We had started talking about it, but not as consistently as maybe we could have. And so I feel like there wasn't really a chance to kind of make things right or to promote the fact that the event was in trouble, that the carpet was pulled right out from under it. But then again, I've also heard that somebody dropped the ball with organizing it and just, you know, didn't have things where they needed to be here at this point in the process of making things happen. And I think it's unfortunate. Obviously, the blame in some cases is going to be placed on the economy, but the economy wasn't so great last year either, and there was a kick-butt Liberty Forum this year.
Well, when you put together or organize these type of events, there's many factors that come into play. And, as you said a little bit, you know, marketing is part of it. It's also getting the right speakers. It's starting early. It is, just kind of getting everything together. And it is a huge event, and there is a tremendous amount of work in putting it together. And it really isn't a one-man show. It is a group of people that really have to work very closely together to pull something like this off. So it's very difficult to point to one single thing of why it has come for us to cancel it, but it really is a combination. I do think that part of the reason is maybe the organization didn't get started early enough. That's one thing. Another big reason is that at this point we have a fair amount of early registration numbers coming in, and that has not been in place. And when you organize these type of events, usually you make a deal with the hotel. The risks were much bigger than the progress that has been made up to this point.
What's going to happen now, Irina? Is there going to be one next year? There's been some talk. I mean, as far as from the Free State Project's from their perspective, what's the plan?
Well, the thing is that, these events, whether it's Liberty Forum, which we have in the winter, or Porkfest in the summer, they really are about celebrating and coming together, of various people, to make us move forward and also to show progress, how far have we have come. And we definitely don't want to stop that. We definitely want to continue with events that bring people who are thinking about coming to New Hampshire to come and visit the state.
Well, I'm hoping that they'll have that opportunity. I'll let you come back and we can talk more about this. I'm hoping you're going to have that opportunity. And if the Free State Project doesn't do it, then I imagine the activists will. Like, something is,
there's already some talk about that
going to spring up. We'll talk about it more coming up. And you can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. What better way to welcome WXNT than talking about an insider topic that people who've been listening to Free Talk Live for a long time may have some idea of what we're discussing. But we're those who are brand new listening on Monday morning to this, as in we're going to be delayed broadcast in Indianapolis all next week.
Well, for what it's worth, if they're interested in the subjects of this show, then they they might actually be interested in coming to an event like Liberty Forum.
Right. So, well, because the Liberty Forum has been an incredibly successful event over the last 4 years here in the wintertime in New Hampshire, and it draws people from literally all around the world. People will travel here for the purpose of, I believe the number one reason to come is to get together with other like-minded people. The speakers are nice.
That's my primary motivation for coming myself.
They usually have a nice lineup of sort of big-name speakers within the Liberty movement. Some of you might recognize John Stossel as a name. I mean, if you've never, like, connected in the Liberty movement, you wouldn't recognize most of the names I would bring up. But John Stossel's a pretty big name. Andrew Napolitano from Fox News.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul was there, right. So, I mean, there's sometimes some pretty heavy hitters at this particular event, and there have been over the past 4 years. So it just, I mean, having those people, certainly I think that draws a number of folks. Having the big names, that helps, obviously. But for me, at least, and as you say, for you, Dalebert, the reasons, the number one reason is to interact with other like-minded people, to socialize, to get to know folks, to brainstorm, to talk about freedom and issues that are important to us and what we can do and what's next and all of that. That's my most important reason for going.
And a lot of parties.
The parties are nice, too. But it's overall been an amazingly successful event, drawing hundreds and hundreds of people, I think well over 500 people. And one of the former organizers is with us here tonight, Irina Goddard, to unfortunately announce the demise of the event. Maybe a temporary demise, but that remains to be seen. The 2011 Liberty Forum has been canceled, which is unfortunate. Irina, what are some of the numbers? I mean, over the last 4 years, how has the Liberty Forum grown? How many hundreds of people do we see in a weekend at this event?
Oh, it has definitely grown. It started with, I want to say, around 300 people, and I'm pretty sure that last year that was doubled. So over the past 4 years, I mean, we have every year got more and more people there. I mean, it's actually phenomenal. I have to say that it's been a wonderful, wonderful event. And like you guys said, it's really for people to come and meet other like-minded individuals and talk about and motivate them, you know, motivate each other and frankly talk about when they're going to be moving to New Hampshire. Because New Hampshire, here in New Hampshire, we have become very successful. A lot of free staters that have moved have made huge progress in bringing more liberty to everybody. And, I mean, I don't know if people are aware, but there were 12 free staters who were elected to the House representative, the state house.
Yep, and that's
in addition to that,
that's over. By the way, Irina, that's 12 this year. But there were some that were elected before that. And the longer we're here, the more people move, the more people can run for these offices. So back in 2008, there weren't as many people running. Four people were elected back then, and then this year there were far more people running, and 12 were. And it's really just from the political standpoint, there have been some amazing success stories. And of course, there's also the other aspects of the movement, which include civil disobedience and non-cooperation, of which you will hear much of all of that discussed here on this program throughout the years that we've been doing this. And it was great because it brought all those people together. The politicos and the outside the system folks were all in the same hotel enjoying each other's company. And so I guess we kind of went off into the break, the last break, with a question that you didn't have enough time to answer. What's the plan? I mean, what's coming next? Is it going to be something where you think the Liberty activists are just going to step up and create an event, and then that's going to be it from here out, or is the Liberty Forum going to come back? What do you expect?
Well, those are all good questions. I think that one thing for sure that I think would be interesting to your listeners is that we're going to have Pork Fest this year.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, that's the summertime camping fest, which is I would say even more fun than the Liberty Forum. It's certainly more
well,
laid
more
back.
Informal. It's at a campground, right?
Right.
It should last about 4 days. Is it now 4 or 5 days? So a little bit longer. Like I said, it's more informal. It's camping. It's not staying at a hotel room, but it has a different flavor. It's more family oriented, and it has more outdoor activities versus in the winter where everything is inside. And I do have to say a little bit more conference like.
I can tell you, I don't have a family, and I have a blast at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But
it's it's a whole week for some people because some people get there a little early and they just start they start the event very unofficially a few days early.
So. Well, I'm glad to hear that that is a definite go. Like there's 0% chance that's going to be canceled, right?
Yes, definitely go. And I tell you, with Future of Liberty Forums, I think we're not in a position to say 100% is going to happen, 100% is not going to happen. I mean, we would like to continue with it because it has been such a huge success. But, you know, I think it's really stay tuned to our website, you know, freestateproject.org. And as we become firm in what the plans are, we may even have something in the summer to maybe make up a little bit for the Liberty Forum. So you know, some things have been talked about, but again, we need to find out and be confident with our resources.
Well, we'll certainly
volunteers and on all those good things because, like I said, any of these events take a lot of planning.
Sure.
And a lot of work to make them happen, especially if you want them to be successful and positively reflect the amount of liberty progress that we have made in New Hampshire. We definitely don't want to put something together and then have very few people attend, which would give not a very true representation of what is happening here.
It's nice. It's got to be really impressive
together, we definitely want it to be successful.
Yeah, it's got to be really impressive for somebody to show up in New Hampshire the first time at one of these events and just be blown away by the amount of people and the amount of friendly, nice people that are all together at the same location. So I'm sure we'll hear about whatever's transpiring and we'll let our listeners know. Irina, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate the discussion on this.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays to everybody.
Indeed. That's Irina from the Free State Project at Free State Project. Project.org. Disappointing news that the Liberty Forum has been canceled. So
yes, and right before Christmas.
For 2011.
People are used to getting sad news, it seems.
Sometimes that happens, right? You know, a lot of people break up with each other right before Christmas. But, you know, Dalbert, the activist community is an interesting bunch of folks. There have been times when there have been kind of splits between people in this movement, because thousands of people have signed up for the Free State Project. Over 10,000 people have signed up for it. Hundreds of them have actually already made the move to New Hampshire. And while they agree in general about the ideas of liberty, they don't agree on all the subtleties necessarily. And so what we
especially on tactics.
Yeah. So what we've seen over time is when a disagreement becomes too large between people. Maybe it's just a simple disagreement over, we all want to meet on this forum online. No, we need another forum. So some people broke off and created another website or created another blog or whatever. And so we've seen these, they're not necessarily schisms, but just splits of activism where people that are focusing on one thing, there's another group of people that say, well, I'm not so interested in how you guys are approaching that, and I don't really want to use your resources anymore, so we're going to go do our own thing over here. Because at one point...
It's sort of a big tent versus... smaller
a lot
tents.
Of little tents.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we're going to see here, Dalbert. I mean, maybe we're going to see people self-creating and saying, well, we don't need the Free State Project to do this, to create an event. We can do it on our own. Will it be as big?
Maybe
I don't
new
know.
Things will come up from it.
Maybe more than one new thing will come up from it. So 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Achoo! Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We are here live on this Christmas Eve edition of the program. And tonight joining you, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy those features that you'll find there. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give it away. So you can enjoy stuff like our mobile site. You've got a smartphone. You punch up m.freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our streams, as well as the podcast. It's there at m.freetalklive.com. Our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. So big news in the Liberty Activism, the activism community about the Liberty Forum going away. And for our new listeners in Indianapolis to WXNT, even though we've been on in Indy for 5 years, we're on in the mornings this coming week, thanks to the folks over there for plugging us in to replace Abdul as he takes a week off. But you know, if you listen in the mornings, you might not have ever heard our show on Saturday night. So one of the things that's different about Free Talk Live, besides our perspective on the issues, you've probably never heard anything quite like it on talk radio before. But aside from that, Free Talk Live kind of has a bit of a reality show aspect to it, in that we're not actually just talking about these things. We're not just talking about the ideas of liberty. We are people on this show who have actually taken the time and the effort and spent the money that it takes to pick up our lives and move to New Hampshire in order to achieve liberty. Not just look at the news, not just talk about the news, but to actually, in many cases, make the news. And that's something that's also a little unusual in the talk radio business.
I mean, that's very unusual, I think.
Yeah. Now and then some talk show host will get out and create an event or some concert that they go out to, and they get up on stage and they talk to people as though they're doing something. But we don't have anything contrived like that on this show.
It's still more talking. You know, it's elaborate talking.
I mean, you and I, Dale, just as Dilbert, as an example, have been arrested in the past year for doing civil disobedience.
I was arrested actually just for doing a protest. I mean, it was arguably not even a protest. It was more of a rally.
Was that the jail thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A morale rally and, but, you know, just for free speech, getting arrested.
Yeah, so, I mean, we put ourselves out there is the point I'm trying to make. And so, to some extent, that's part of the show is discussing those the things that actually happened to us and the things that that we're involved in and that you could be involved in as well if you were here as part of the Free State Project. Again, our number here tonight, 800-259-9231. So the Liberty Forum has been canceled, which is a bummer because I was really looking forward to it. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be the only Liberty event happening here in New Hampshire. As was mentioned, Porkfest is continuing. You can go to porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, to learn more about that. And I think you can reserve your campsites now for that.
I would. Yeah. I would. A lot of people are in the habit of reserving their campsite while they're still there. They go ahead and reserve for the next
year. A
year
in advance, yeah.
I do that now. I've done it 2 years in a row now, so I would go ahead and get a campsite.
So there is that. And then the activist community is currently in discussions about what to do about replacing the Liberty Forum. I mean, I know a lot of people aren't going to wait around and see what the Free State Project comes up with.
I would be willing to bet that something happens, and it's just going to be an issue. It's going to be a matter of what exactly is going to happen. It will probably not be the same scale as Liberty Forum, or it might be on the same scale in terms of attendees and a lot of activities, but it may not be, you know, maybe it won't be expensive speakers and things like that.
Well,
that's, I don't think, is necessarily, like you said, maybe not necessarily the big appeal.
What is the, right, that, I guess that's the question, is what would appeal to you? And you're welcome to call and answer that. I mean, if you've been to the Liberty Forum in the past, what was it that was the real attraction? Was it one speaker? Was it more than one speaker? Was it just the fact that you knew that there were just some awesome liberty-minded people all together in the same place? For me, that's the number one reason. What was it for you? I mean, this is useful information to help figure out what to do.
I know there's a lot of feedback from people saying that it seems expensive for them.
And I heard that last night.
I've heard that. For what it is, it's not expensive.
For a weekend-long conference,
right,
you mean?
For a weekend conference at a hotel with speakers and all of that, that is not expensive.
It's actually very reasonable. $200-something?
It runs about $200.
Yeah.
For the registration. And the thing is, you know, then you need to arrange a room.
Yeah, I've been to these weekend conferences before.
They've got great deals on rooms. They usually do for conferences.
They can go upwards of $400 for a weekend or even more than that.
Oh, yeah, easily. Very easily. So I think they're actually doing a good job of keeping it very reasonably priced. But that's still for a lot of people who aren't really into conference. I don't think there's quite a chunk of Liberty folks who aren't interested in coming and listening to speakers. And a lot of the people coming to Liberty Forum, I find, are there, like you said, for the networking, to hang out with people. And they go to some of these the lectures and things like that. But there's these big, you know, they have the big dinners where people are sitting around talking with each other. And you sit at a table with someone you've never met before, possibly. And you go up and bump elbows with some people that are involved in a lot of different things in New Hampshire and the Liberty Movement in general. And I think that appeals to a lot of people. And it seems expensive if that's what you're up here to do. If you're not, I think what's happening is I think people maybe feel like they're subsidizing the part that they don't care about that much for the part which is, you know, coming up and socializing with people that they want to meet and
I think the idea of an unconference is interesting. It's one that's been thrown around here, and I wonder how it would end up playing out. I mean, the idea of an unconference, as I understand it, is that there really isn't much in the way of planning that goes into it. We just had
it's
one.
It's much more spontaneous. Right. A lot of it happens right there. People, as they show up, they start making the schedule and things like that.
I'd love to see how something like that actually plays out with the Liberty community, because one thing's for sure about the Liberty movement is that they say that, what's the old saying? They're like trying to herd cats.
Yeah,
you're trying to get them all to agree to do the same thing. And so that's one thing that'd be interesting to see how the different groups would go about creating a curriculum for some sort of a meeting or panel discussions or whatever. I don't even know what an unconference would end up looking like. Maybe if you've been to one, you can explain it to me.
Well, it's a good point. The differences of opinion, because I know that a common complaint I heard last year, I heard a lot of people saying, I'm not going to early register next year. They're absolutely planning on attending. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely planning on attending. We're going to buy tickets to Liberty Forum. But what happened is a lot of people early registered last year, and they really didn't like just like one or two of the speakers where it was a separately priced event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's, you know, as you know, and as we talk about on here, there's a lot of people that are very not interested in doing things through the political process. And they're
certainly not interested in hearing a politician speak.
Right, and paying extra to hear a politician speak. Those people absolutely don't want to pay extra to see a politician speak. Now, they might, you know, I was one of those people. I did the early registration, and there was a politician speaking on a certain night. And the year before, I had managed to sell my tickets because there were plenty of people who didn't have dinner tickets that wanted to go. And I had no trouble just selling them at cost, you know, mm-hmm. to some other people. And so I didn't think anything of it, and I bought my ticket early this year. Well, last year, there were a lot of people for one particular event especially, and to a lesser extent another event, where it was a separately priced event where that was not their thing, and they didn't want to, and they felt like they kind of got stuck with that, paying for something that they didn't care to see.
Right, so why put yourself out in advance and buy the early ticket if you don't know what you're getting?
I've got my room reserved. I called early and reserved a room, mm-hmm. so I've already got a room for Liberty Forum, but I haven't registered because I got burned last year, and I didn't want to do that.
And now the claim is, and I think there's probably, I don't really care about all the finger pointing. Whose fault it was, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
Somebody dropped the ball, clearly, but I think that it'd be more important to focus on moving forward and creating, you know, what needs to be, doing what needs to be done and taking people's concerns into account. I think you're right, Dale, I gotta get used to your new name.
I'm just thinking of it as it's maybe feedback, you know, to think of. Because right. I think it was only one factor from what I heard, but it sounded like early registrations was one issue.
And that was
And I know there are a lot of people. I hope it would be actually encouraging to people trying to organize if they said, oh dear, there's not as much early registration. Well, I think it would be important to keep in mind there are people who are absolutely planning on going. Like I said, I've already got my room reserved. I'm planning on going. I'm gonna cancel it. But I was planning on going. Got my room. I was going to register, absolutely, but I wasn't going to do early registration.
Right, and so one of the complaints from the organizers or from the Free State Project was that there weren't enough early registrations to justify continuing forward. Of course, it didn't seem like they had put a lot of effort into trying to get them because, as I mentioned, there was a problem with promotion. There wasn't much of it going on. I mean, we could have gotten on the air and told people that there was a problem. That's what I did last night in the hopes that people would get out and register, at least to the point where get them to wherever they needed to be. But 48 hours after the discussion began, they decided to cancel the event. So
yeah, it seemed very
hasty.
Yeah.
But anyway, what can you do? 800-259-9231. You can create another event. Do it on your own.
I'm sure something is going to happen. I feel it.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, one city has decided to shut down. We'll explain what's going on. It's Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Yeah, it's the weekend after Christmas, or it's the about to be the weekend after Christmas, and that means a lot of people have been maybe getting some checks for from their family members, that kind of
after
thing.
After Christmas sales.
Yeah, yeah. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com and spend your money. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything you want, from groceries to office supplies to, you know, baby stuff, DVDs, you name it. They've got it. And if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, then a portion of the sale will go to Free Talk Live, and we would appreciate that. So again, amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about anything coming up. Corrupt cop stories, we got those. Plus, one city is going to be shutting down. We'll tell you why and what's happening and for how long here in a little bit. But first, Kenny is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kenny.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Kenny, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got done watching Stephon Molyneux's speech in Toronto, and he was talking about making the argument for morality instead of effect, instead of using statistics and case studies, that it would be better to persuade people using morality. And I agree with that idea. But the problem I have with it is that, isn't that kind of like talking down to people? Because what he also said, that most people don't respond to economic advantages, so they're not likely to respond to that kind of stuff or morality. You know, like that's why religion is so effective and politics is so effective, because it's for morality instead of for effect. So I just wanted to get,
Your opinion
about this.
sure. I mean, that's a good point, because what I immediately think of when I hear that is people's sense of morality comes from different beliefs. You know, like for a lot of people, their morality is, it's very simple for them. It's their religion. For other people, they've derived it from other things. You know, for a lot of libertarians, it seems founded in the NAP, the non-aggression principle. And that's the notion that you should never use aggressive violence, that violence in self-defense is justified and not immoral, whereas aggressive violence is immoral. But where does your morality come from? And if you're talking to someone who doesn't necessarily share the same source for their morality, for their notions of morality, then I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Well, you're talking about Stefan Molyneux, and I don't listen to his podcasts. I don't listen to any podcasts. I just don't find the time for it. But I have heard some of it. I've seen some of his videos, and I love what the guy has to say for the most part. And I think he's right about a lot of the things that he puts out there. I think you have to really look at your audience, though. I mean, certainly a lot of people are going to respond to the argument for morality, saying, hey, it's wrong to steal from people. It's wrong to threaten them with violence.
That's a good... I think the trick is, and it's not too, it shouldn't be too difficult, is to find where you do have common ground. If you say to someone, do you believe stealing is wrong? And they say, yes, I agree that stealing is wrong. Mm-hmm. And then address their inconsistencies in their viewpoint.
To show them that taxation is stealing.
Taxation is theft. And then find out what are their justifications whereby they make an exception.
Right, that it's wrong if it's stealing, but if it's called taxes, then it's okay. How does that work?
Right.
So, but sometimes you're talking to somebody who's a very analytical person, right? And that person is maybe not so motivated by the argument for morality. Maybe they are really just looking at things from a...
Well, for them, maybe that is their morality. Maybe their morality comes from effect. From what's effective to do. What is your end goal? What gets you to your end goal?
We may find
that
immoral.
And that may be the basis for some people's morality.
That's true. And we may look at that and say, well, that's not a very moral thing to do, is to say, well, the ends justify the means. And that's from our perspective, a pretty wrong thing to say. And from what Stefan, is my understanding, Stefan Molyneux does like to put people into a corner that is I think, a pretty powerful thing, where he basically says, well, you know, I understand that you believe this way, but am I free to disagree? And, oh, yeah, of course you're free to disagree. Well, am I free to disagree and not pay for your ideas? You know, are you willing to use violence?
He points out the gun in the room.
Yeah, are you willing to...
That's the expression I've heard from him several times. And I'm not sure... I think that's the first place I heard that expression. I don't know if I...
Yeah, he came up with that one, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
And then he also came up with this against me thing, where you ask them, you know, are you willing to use force against me? If I don't want to pay for your, let's say, your war in Iraq or Afghanistan, and I decide, no, not going to pay for that anymore, I'm done supporting your government, your violence, are you going to turn the gun of government or the gun in the room against me? Are you going to use violence? Are you going to ask, are you going to demand that I be put in a cage?
And that personalizes it.
It really does personalize it, and it really brings it down to that, boils it down to the issue. Is this person you're talking to willing to accept the idea of violence being used against presumably somebody they know? You! Maybe you're the family member or your coworker or somebody that is a neighbor or a friend or some. It really boils it down to the issue. And for some folks, that's going to be the end of the conversation. If they say, yeah, I am willing to see violence used against you, then I think Stefan would say that's where you end the conversation. You cannot get through to this person.
Well, it's certainly that might be the point where you it might help you pick your friends, right?
Yeah.
if it's someone that you consider a friend, and you find out they're willing to use violence against you for disagreeing with them, then you might want to reevaluate who your friends are.
So I don't know. Have we even answered your question, Kenny?
No, not quite. But I agree with all of that, what you're all saying. And I agree with his speech, but the way he started off, he said that most people don't respond to economic advantages. So if you was talking about, like, the economy, and, you know, this is what happens when the government, and this is what happens to the government, to the economy when the government does this, most people just...
Oh, I agree with that completely. You have to personalize it for people. And I think this is where Harry Brown was really brilliant. Instead of just talking about how ending taxes is a good thing, Harry Brown would ask a question... Well, the average American family will get an extra $10,000 if you end the income tax. So, you know, what would you do with $10,000?
I also like to make people think about Think of all the hardships you've had in your life, financial hardships. Just think of when you couldn't, when you might, maybe you lost your car because of a financial issue, or maybe you were like, maybe you were, you had to move because you couldn't pay your rent was too high. And find out, ask yourself, would you have been in that situation had you had $10,000 more? Or, you know, or some number. You come up with some number that's a good estimate of what they're being taxed, which it's, that's probably kind and overly.
You think the $10,000 is low?
I think it's possible.
That's for the average American family.
The average American family. Maybe there's quite a few low-income families where that help, that balances that out. But I was going to say, you know, if you think about having thousands of more dollars a year in a time when you were having trouble paying your rent, would you have still been in that financial hardship? And that kind of gets into the broken window fallacy. And this is the tricky part of showing the harm that's being done by taxation is, you see benefits. You know, the taxes are being applied, and you see roads being maintained. Mm-hmm. You see, government jobs being created, and sometimes there's stimulus stuff that helps in a certain industry, and you see jobs being created.
But you don't see.
And the politicians can point to that and say, look what we've accomplished. Look at the good we've done. We've created jobs. And they don't, but you don't see, because the taxation was everything. You don't see the industries that suffered in order to stimulate those other industries.
You don't see the
all the jobs that were
business.
Lost. You don't. You know, it's not right. Obviously tied to taxes, but it's absolutely connected.
You don't see the mom and pop businesses going out of business. You don't see somebody not being able to pay the tax or losing their home because they weren't able to pay the property tax. You don't see these things. That's what you're talking about—the seen and the unseen.
Right.
Right? So,
but it's just the way he said it. The way what he said is that most people don't respond to economic advantages. So we have to argue for morality. It was kind of like, you know, we're dumbing it down so most people can understand it. That's the feel that I got from
I see.
That
right, and that's why you asked the question, do you feel like it's talking down? I've been accused of this in a conversation with a local troll who's a very nice troll, and I don't mind the conversations as much as most trolls on the Free Keen forum at freekeen.com. But the point was made that I was talking down to her because I was talking about how, well, you know, I hope that someday you come to not accept, I hope that someday you come to reject the idea that force is appropriate to use against people. You know, I, at one time I thought the way you thought, and this is a common sales tactic where it's feel, felt, found. Oh, well, at one time I understand how you feel. I once felt the same way, and then I found that it's wrong to use force against people. That no matter what your goal is, no matter how lofty and how wonderful your goal, helping the hungry, you know, feeding the hungry, helping the sick, etc., it's wrong to steal from people and to threaten them over that. And I was told, well, that's talking down, and you know, as though you've made some sort of religious conversion, and I haven't, etc. And to some extent, I can't deny that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
You embrace force. I don't. I used to. I don't anymore. I've gone beyond that, and you're still stuck there. And I hope that you come on board someday. What else can you do?
Well, we each feel that we're right.
Thanks. More coming up. Thanks for the call. Kenny Hour 2 is next. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.